Question 838. Some schools teach girls Gemara. What are specific sources prohibiting, disapproving of this action? Also, to what extent is a girl allowed to learn? I know that some don't allow girls to learn even Tanakh inside. Some don't want girls to continue schooling post-high school. Some don't quote Gemaras to girls. Please clarify this point. Anonymous from the USA. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeah, Simen Resh Mem Vav, 246, Sif Vav, paragraph 6, says the following. Isha Shalomda Torah, Yesh La Sachar. A woman who learns Torah has reward for that. But not equal to the reward of a man, because she is not required to learn Torah. The Apopi Sheyesh La Sachar, and even though she has reward, Sivu Chazal, Shalo Yelamit Adam as Bito Torah, Mipnei Sherov Hanoshim Ein Daita Mechuvanos Lislamit. However, the rabbis commanded that a man not teach his daughter Torah, for most women are not prepared to learn, Umotzias Divrei Torah LeDivrei Havoy, Lefi Anius Daitam. And they misunderstand the Torah and end up understanding it in a frivolous way. Amru Chachamim Kol HaMelamed Es Bito Torah Ki Im Ulam De Tiflis. Person who teaches his daughter Torah is teaching her sin. V'Amed Dvarim Amurim B'Torah Shebal Peh. That's only the oral Torah. Gemara, Mishnah, so on. Avol Torah Shebichsav Lo Yelamed Osa L'Chatchila. However, the written Torah, Chumash, Navi, should not teach her to begin with. But he does teach her, then it's not considered like he's teaching her an Avera. The Chafetz Chaim and the Ger Rebbe felt that according to the situation at the beginning of the 20th century, spurred on by Sora Schneer, that women were getting higher education in secular things and not getting any higher education in Torah, and that was leading women off the path of Torah, that therefore learning Torah Shebichsav, since it's not as if you're teaching her sin, it's just that preferably a woman should not be taught Torah Shebichsav formally, they decided that according to the circumstances, the teaching of Torah Shebichsav should be done in a formal way, and that was the Beis Yaakov movement. However, since it says that learning Torah Shebaal Peh is sinful, therefore, they did not sanction teaching Torah Shebaal Peh, meaning learning Gemara like a man learns Gemara, to quote sources from Gemaras, or Agadata, or those kinds of things. That is the procedure in Beis Yaakov, to quote that. More Hasidic places never accepted this, some of them accepted this heter, and even Torah Shebichsav, they don't learn inside from the text itself. There are those that say that the situation is one where teaching Torah Shebaal Peh is also necessary today. Many Gedolim, including Rav Moshe Feinstein, oppose that. There are opinions that say that it is okay. Some say that it's only that a father is not allowed to teach indiscriminately his daughters. But girls that one knows are capable of understanding Torah Shebaal Peh properly, she is allowed to learn Torah Shebaal Peh. But teaching it indiscriminately in a classroom probably is similar to a father indiscriminately teaching his daughters. Again, most poskim hold that teaching Torah Shebaal Peh intensively, for sure, intensely, as it is taught to boys, is not proper. However, Torah Shebichsav and references to Torah Shebaal Peh is the norm in the educational system of our girls today.